Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 101. Today is Saturday, January 20th, 2018. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me over there is my co-host, Stone.
Hi.
Good morning, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. I am swell.
Excellent. Excellent.
How are you?
Do you want scotch? I'm fantastic.
I'm looking at the scotch.
You're tempted.
It's looking at me right now. It's like, hey, yeah. Okay.
Get me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Excellent. All right. Well, we have got our guest here today. So we have got Margathon with us. Hey, Marg, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Good to be here.
Welcome
Thank you.
Back.
It's been a while.
It has. How is your child that broke his arm?
Yeah, he's good. Yeah,
he's good.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
Or is it out yet?
No, he's cool now.
Okay.
It's all good.
Excellent.
Awesome.
All right. Well. We're really glad because Marg is here to announce the contest, but you need to wait, people. We're going to have a little chat with Marg first. So first off, Marg, since we last spoke to you, I know there's been lots of stuff going on, but what have you been up to?
Well, when's the last time we spoke? Was that July? Orcs versus humans, right? The Bloodthirsty contest.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
July last year. It's been a while.
Yeah. It has. Mm.
Yeah. So, I mean, in that time, I have maxed a warrior.
Wow.
And I've maxed a mage.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost a 103 paladin, which broke my heart. And I've just been dabbling in various challenges, pacifist, bloodthirsty. I've never done them before, and I just kind of thought, do you know what, I'm just going to give them both a go.
Okay.
Because I'm doing these contests as well, so I really need to know, you know, what it's like to do them.
Yeah.
To just to gather information, really, especially pacifist, because I would love and I will be doing a pacifist contest, so I really needed to know.
Oh man,
you know, how many, what kind of hours you're putting in?
Yeah, yes. So. No, well, I mean, it's good that you're doing research for
yeah,
you know, for a worthy cause, Marg. We appreciate that because I know.
But you know what? I'm enjoying. All of the challenges. I didn't think I'd enjoy pacifist, but I do. I didn't think I'd enjoy bloodthirsty, but it really is enjoyable.
Yeah. Excellent. Oh, well, that's good.
And also Iron Teams. I've been...
Yeah.
It's been a blast. It really has.
You've been very busy. You've, like, been right across all the challenges.
Yeah,
which is
yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, like I said, I've been doing some homework and... maybe you know in the future there'll be a team contest maybe you know so sure. I've got to spread my wing you know across all the challenges and maybe I could create a contest.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, what have you? We'll get further on into your challenges in a little bit, but what I want to know, obviously, we've just had 7.3.5 drop. We've got, you know, we're coming to the end of the expansion. We've got the new expansion coming. For you, what's on your bucket list for your challenge turns before the next expansion hits? Have you got a list of things that you want to achieve?
I haven't really got a list, but I kind of got things that I want to do. I really want to get another eye into Max. Yeah. That'd be one thing. I want at least one more before the new expansion comes out. Also,
how many have you got currently, how many have you got?
Four. Yeah. And my priest is close, so.
Okay.
But also, I want to try and get one of each to max, what across the board. I know I won't get that done before Battle for Azeroth, but it is something for the future. I'm calling it the Tri Challenge Champion. That's what I'm going to call it. The Tri Challenge Champion. It's having a champion across the Bloodthirsty, Pacifist, and Iron in one expansion.
Yep. Okay.
That would be cool.
But hold on. But wow. But not the same character.
No, of course not. I would like a champion in each each challenge.
So it's sort of like a triple crown challenges for the person. Mm.
Right? And I'm giving it a name. Try challenge champion.
Okay.
So you can take that one.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you who you're giving a run for your money.
Well, never died. Hey.
Yep. Never died. Yeah.
He's not only is he blowing iron out of the water, and he will get a max of every class. He will. He's already got Bloodthirsty, and he's nearly there on Pacifist. So, look, if you want to talk to a guy that is blowing this challenge out of water, that's the guy to talk to. And hopefully you get him on, because I want to hear. I'm.
We all want to chat to him.
Yeah. I'm so wanting to hear what he's got to.
We will get him on. It's just, as everyone knows, timing can not be always good. So, I think that's a pretty damn good challenge. I mean, that you've set yourself, because at this stage, what are we thinking for the next expansion? We're still thinking it's, 6 months away, possibly, Stone?
I definitely won't get my Bloodthirsty and Pacifist to max this expansion.
Non-disclosure agreement. No, I mean, we don't have sign-ups for a beta yet.
No, right? Okay.
So
it's still a ways away, though. And
personally,
I
think around October this year.
It's usually
October, November.
There is no way that they are going to keep it past BlizzCon. I don't see that. It's going to come out beforehand.
Dropped in August.
Yeah, August.
That was
early for an expansion in a year.
Well, they were pushing it.
So they do early. Yeah. Anyway, we'll see. But I think that's a really good, a really good goal to set, Mark. It's certainly, like you said, you've already got four max irons. So, to do
myself, I think if you go back, I think it was the last time I was on, I said I wanted a max of every class, and I did try my best, and I'm no way as good as Never Died. I tried my best. I lost my Paladin. I lost my Warlock. And now 735 has hit. I don't think I'm even going to get the Warlock close. So, oh well, but I'll be happy with just getting another one, and in the next expansion, getting a Pacifist and a Bloodthirsty. I would love to be, and this is another one, I would love to get the first team to max as well.
Which would be cool, which you're on your way to, so. All right, and we'll talk about that in a second. You can let us know how you're going. But before we get into our weeks, what advice, because obviously we've got a lot of new people in the chat room in particular. A lot of new people are joining Discord, which is fantastic. We welcome you all. So welcome to the WOW Challenges, and good luck with your challenge, whatever challenge you're going to do. What advice do you give these people that are just starting, that either don't, you know about iron, are trying their first contest tune, or just trying the challenge for the first time?
I try and keep up with people that are just starting, and a lot of these people do stream. So I do try and keep up with everyone through their streams, various streams. And I noticed two things, and these are important. Zoom out. Okay. Max zoom. Please.
Yep.
Please. Yeah. Do not play in first, but you know, sure. You have to see what's around you, what's behind you, the aggro ranges. Okay. Secondly, in the options, make the nameplates visible. Okay. And make mm-hmm. them big so you know where everything is around you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Huge.
Yeah.
So you know where everything is. No, there's a little one sneaking up on you. You can see it.
Yeah.
Right. And thirdly, if you're new to this challenge, please go Night Elf. Okay. This is something that I am passionate about, and I want people to succeed. And I wasted at least 5 months doing Taurens and this and that. And then when I got on that Night Elf, boy, did I just shoot, you know, further than I'd ever been. Because literally, you've got a 50% more chance of getting to at least 90 if you go Night Elf. That just give yourself a chance. And that's your biggest chance. Before you say, I don't want to go Night Elf, I don't want to go Hunter because it's too easy. Please, that's it. Come on.
Like,
it's
okay.
Already a challenge.
Okay,
like, do it on a Night Elf Hunter first, then say it's
exactly.
easy.
Exactly. Can I say, you know, if you can complete it on a Night Elf Hunter, and you still think it's easy, okay, great.
The reason why Night Elf is the meta is because they have Shadow Meld. Now, that gives you, it basically gives you a second chance. If you're in a quest and you go, oh boy, this is bad, get out, Shadow Meld. It gives you that second chance. Whereas if you was on a gnome, splat, you start again.
Yeah.
It allows you to just get further. It allows you to make them mistakes and to not have a huge consequence. Same with Hunter, same with Rogue. They have an out, they have Vanish, they have Feign Death. Mm. Do it on that first. If you really want to complete this challenge, make a Night Elf Hunter or a Night Elf Rogue. Do it, complete it, and then come back and say, yeah, that was easy, and then do something a bit harder. Yeah. And that's it. I'm very passionate about Night Elves, and I want people to succeed. I want people to complete this challenge because it's a great feeling when you do it.
Yes, exactly. Okay, well, as we said, that is all very good advice, so thank you, Marg, for that. And people, listen to Marg, he's a four-time Legion Iron champion. So what have you got? What's your tunes that you've got there currently?
I've got Hunter, Monk, Warrior, and Mage.
Yeah.
And they're all Night Elf.
Nice. All righty. Okay. Well, how about you tell us about your week? Because I know you've been very busy on your team and other things. So tell us what's actually happened with your turns.
First of all, my pacifist. Mm-hmm. I've been playing my pacifist. After the Plants vs. Zombies incident, where I managed to kill 450 odd mobs on a pacifist, doing Plants vs. Zombies at 67.
Yes.
Basically, I was on my irons. I've got a rogue at 77, a shaman at 77, and my priest is 106, and basically I do Plants vs. Zombies on him. Then I jumped on my pacifist, and for some reason, I was in wetlands, and I was like, right, let's do some archaeology. Oh, actually, I'll do Plants vs. Zombies. Went over there, did it, completed it, and I went, what did I just do? I'm on a pacifist.
Oh.
A 67 pacifist. But I'm back to 36. So I started again. I'm back to 36, yeah.
Yeah.
And my bloodthirsty, I'm on 73. Going back to the pacifist, I think with 735, I think the pacifist has got a little bit harder because obviously the mobs scale with you, whereas before you could do archaeology in older places and the mobs wouldn't aggro to you because they're grey and you could just do your archaeology and they'll just ignore you, but you can't do that anymore.
I think one thing that we were noticing is that kill sharing, prox kills, actually increased with the new scaling. So
did they?
With old world. So it's even more important when you're on that tune to keep away from folks.
Yeah. Well, luckily for me, I'm on an absolutely dead server. So I rarely see anyone, even in Stormwind. You'd be like, oh wow, there's a person. The bloodthirsty. I was like, hi. So bloodthirsty, I got to 73.
No.
And I'm enjoying the changes actually on the bloodthirsty because I think it actually benefits bloodthirsty because you can stay in an area for longer. And you have all them rares. So for instance, I'm 73, so I have all the rares in Outland and all the rares in Wrath.
Yeah.
So you have that, all of them to kill, so you can level quicker.
Mm-hmm.
My Iron Priest is 106 at the moment, but I haven't really been going on that. I've been a bit dubious going on there with the patch. Just want to leave it, let the blue bar build up.
You're running on your priest.
What's that? What the spec? Discipline.
Okay.
Yeah, discipline. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You need that bubble, you really do. So I'm just waiting for some world events to come round, and I'll do some leveling on that at a later date. But mostly, I've been playing Iron Teams.
Yes.
Now, Iron Teams, I love it. Absolutely love it. It's just an absolute different way of playing Iron. I don't want to sound big-headed or anything like that, but I've always wanted to like coach someone through. I've always wanted to sort of not coach them, but just like help them, like go to this area. You can go on the forums and you can make like posts and that and help people, but I feel like this really gives you a hands-on. You're helping them, and believe me, that the guy I'm playing with, Famarok, I think he's watching now. He's a great player. He's a good WoW player, and he's certainly up to standard. And we're doing so well. We had a moment in Hellfire. We were up near the Skettis at the south of Hellfire. You know where you got to click on the birds' nests and get their feathers.
Yes.
And see, in my brain, I was back in pre 735, where the aggro rangers.
Mm-hmm.
So I swooped in to this nest, but of course, all the mobs are your level. So I had about four of them on me. I shadow melded. Well, of course, something happened, and I appeared again. He's already swooped down, blinded one, sapped one. stunned one. He's like just on it, and we managed to get out. He had 2% health left. I had 5% health left, and I swear to God, we just got on our mounts. We went on top of a mountain, and on Discord, we just were silent. My heart was out my chest. I was shaking. He was like, wow, okay, let's not do that again.
Yeah.
But it's just that communication and that feeling of working together. I just absolutely love it. And I say to anyone, just give teams a go. It's such fun, especially with someone you don't like, because I only just met Famarok, and that was like a that's a moment in itself, like where you're meeting someone you've never met. You're working together, you're getting to know each other, you get to it's like a blind date. I didn't know who you were. I didn't know if it was a girl or a boy or how old they were or how good they were, or but yeah, it worked out all right.
Cool.
It's good.
Okay. So what's your team that you're running? Because it's only the two of you. So
I'm a Frot Warrior, and he's a Rogue, and he switches in. He'll do a bit of Outlaw, a bit of, it depending on what we're doing. He's good like that. He knows his stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we're level 66 at the moment. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's
but
amazing.
I've got to say, it is scary out there because I do not know. It's like today we was in the Grand and I was like, look, can you jump on a character before we try and kill one of the, you know, the Talbucks? Because we had that incident with the Rams in Howling Fjord and they did that kick that one shot people. I was like, I looked at this Talbuck and I was like, can you jump on a character and just check that this ain't going to one shot us? Yeah. So it's scary out there because none of us know.
Yeah,
you know, you could just be doing something you've always done, and then boom, it's like, okay, one shot, where'd that come from?
Mind you, it's keeping us on our toes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, obviously, we're all relearning, we're all double-checking things, and if we don't double-check them, normally end up dead. So it's been very interesting with the patch, but the fact is, you know, you guys have hit 66, which is great. You've not tried to, like, two-man dungeons or anything. It's just been plain and simple questing, yeah?
I don't think anyone should be doing dungeons in teams.
Well, I mean, maybe not.
It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
I think,
to be honest with you, I don't know anyone can do five. It's a logistical nightmare.
I think they,
like, how can you get five people online and like, oh yeah, okay, we've got four here. Yeah, Bob's not turned up. We're not doing this then.
They could have done five mans before the patch, for sure. Mm-hmm. They would have had to have gone, like, for instance, let's say Dead Mines, right? You know, they would have to go in at like 18 or so. Like, they could not go in at level for sure. But now with
it's just not possible.
No,
absolutely not.
But it's open if you want to give it a go.
You'd have to be method level to even,
you never know,
think about what you're doing, and you'd have to like get it down to the, you know.
Mm-hmm. You could level your tunes up to like 61 and then go start running old world dungeons for the meager amount of XP that you could get from quests inside. Just like a little bit extra.
That sounds like hard work.
Yeah. I'm throwing it out.
I don't know how anyone could do over two players, because it's bad enough just getting two people together going, are you okay? Are you busy today?
We've
imagine
seen
doing five
so
people.
Far,
are you busy?
Though,
are you busy? Are you busy?
But I think like we've seen some fives, like a few fives, but for the most part, everyone's it's pairs, right?
It's just duos,
and there's a few threes.
Couple of threes.
But, what the? Oh, okay. Nothing. Okay. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, it sounds like you've been having a lot of fun, though.
I recommend it to anyone. If you really want to, I mean, it's a great learning experience to go into the actual doing it on your own. If you do it with someone, learn, you know, learn the way. have fun, and then go out there and do it on your own. You know, it's just another way of doing it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you for sharing everything that you've been up to. It's always interesting to hear how you've gone, and I can't wait to see whatever happens. Please don't give us heart attacks like that again with the warrior and the rogue. Okay, that's
I don't want any more. I forgot. We had another heart attack today.
Oh no!
In Terrakar Forest, we flew through the Horde camp.
Why?
Oh.
Why?
We just weren't. We was on. Jeez. We were talking.
Come on. And,
you're gas bagging. Uh-huh. Blah, 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 blah. Oops. Yeah.
And that's part of the challenge.
That
focus. Well, absolutely.
Thankfully, you're okay. So you didn't get shot. Were you high enough that you were kind of like, oh, that, you know, that could have been really bad, or did you actually get hit?
I got hit. Yeah. Basically, I got focused on. You get that little sort of target on. I swooped down, and I shadow melded. But he'd already thrown a dot on me. Took me down to about 20%. Yeah, wow. So it was.
Wow. Good lord.
Yeah, no more of those. No more of those, please. Okay.
You learn.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. As I always say, you die and you learn. That is what happens, isn't it?
You start again and you try again.
We are. Anyway. So I'm going to. I'm just double. Oh, you son of a gun. Okay. I have to go fix something. It's 7:30, and basically things have started. So I'm going to interrupt our regular flow of our show, and we're going to start talking about the contest, because at 7:30, that's when we start. That's when everything's gone live, and the new banner is not up. Yes. The new banner is not
a new banner.
Oh boy.
All right.
It should have been up. I'm just going to resync, and maybe that will work. So I'm going to scroll down into the show notes. We're just going to talk about the okay. Whoa. What was that?
Sorry.
I was like, Stone's got it all ready to go with.
Nope.
It was an idea.
Oh. Nice. All right. Oh, wow. The awesome. Okay. Yeah. So the banner that we put up, it did have a hint. And I saw all kinds of guesses and thoughts on what the challenge, or sorry, what the contest was going to be. What was it going to be? It's not a new challenge. It's just a leveling contest that runs for about 2 weeks. And we have some fun with it. So I had a lot of people say, you know, troll. Lots of folks said troll. Then I'm not going to name names, but some folks were saying that they saw there was a connection between the S and the T, and then there was a, and then you could rotate the banner. Awesome. Okay, so the big connection between the first banner and the current one, which is not online yet, and I do not know why we're going to do it live, is that yes, that was a picture of Jyntha Allure. Okay. That is a troll town or whatever in
the lands.
Oh, that's why it didn't work. That's called a syntax error, folks. A syntax error.
Nice.
There we go. So the new banner is up.
Doing it live.
The new banner is up, and the contest details are there. It is, so the connection there is that, yes, it is a town in the hinterlands, but more importantly, it's in Eastern Kingdoms. So I did this on purpose so that there's a little clue, but so folks can't just go level up to 20 and be like, hey guys, I'm already at level 20. No more of this. No more. I'm going to do the same thing next time. I'm going to put in a little hint. You guys have to figure it out. And if you can, great. If not, Marg, go for it.
Okay, tell us. Because I have no idea.
Oh, you want me to play it? You want me to play that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was only for like... Okay, hold on.
That's the voice of an angel.
Come take on a challenge.
Okay, hold on. Okay, here we go.
Come take on a challenge to see who doesn't die. The highest level wins a prize and the bragging rights. Here's the contest.
And it was a good troll. It was a great troll.
Yeah.
Troll. Okay, go.
Right, here we go. Contest.
Mm-hmm.
So, Iron Man rules apply. If you're new to us, and there's a lot of people here, and I'm sure there's many new people, if you're not familiar with the Iron Man rules, after this, go read up and do that before you sign up. Get, you know, read all the rules. Make sure you know everything that's going on with Iron Man. The name of the contest is Eastern Kingdoms Free for All.
Oh.
So why Eastern Kingdoms? Well, all the races that you're allowed to play reside in the Eastern Kingdoms. So for Horde, that's Blood Elf and Undead. And for Alliance, that's Worgen, Dwarf, Gnome, and Human. All those races are playable. All other races are banned.
Right.
So, classes. So, well, it's a free-for-all. So, that's all of them, right?
Sort of.
No.
Whatever's allowable.
No, it's not. Because I've banned certain classes. And the reasons that I've banned them is because I deem them unfair in a free-for-all. In a free-for-all environment. So, some are obvious. Some are not. But I'm going to mention two now, and they're very obvious, but I'm mentioning them anyway because I just know someone's going to ask, can I have a Demon Hunter? Can I have a Death Knight? No, is the answer. So Demon Hunter and Death Knight are banned, obviously, because they start at 55 and 98. So Hunter is banned because I don't want this to become the Hunter contest. Especially in 735, they are now going to be the meta again, I'm sure, it's like they were in Draenor and before. They're going to be strong. So Hunter are banned. Monk is banned. They get an XP bonus daily. I'm not saying anyone would take advantage of that, but just for argument's sake, banned. And the least obvious is Paladin. This is not obvious, but in my opinion, in a free-for-all contest environment, bubble half is not fair. To me, in a free-for-all contest.
Okay.
So, apologies if your favorite class is banned, but I'm sure you understand my reasoning for banning them. So, what are we left with? We're left with Druid, Mage, Priest, Rogue, Stir, Shaman, Leader, Warlock, and Warrior.
So,
if you want to be a Druid, then Worgen are the only race that are available. If you want to be a Shaman, Dwarf are the only race that are available.
Correct.
So, the last rule is it's default spec only. Now, what does that mean? For the people that have just joined us and not, you know, up with this, at level 10, you get the option to change spec. As we all know, You can change spec, and for the purposes of the contest, you are not allowed. If you do so, you will be red flagged. But it's important to know that you will only be red flagged in the contest. You will not be red flagged in the actual challenge. You can carry on in the actual challenge. It's only for the contest you'll be red flagged. So just the last thing, what are the default specs for the classes you can play? Well, Druid is Balance. Mage is Frost. Priest is Disc. Rogue is Assassination. Shaman is Elemental. Warlock is Affliction. And Warrior is Arms. Okay, so just a quick recap, bullet pointed. Iron Rules only. All races from the Eastern Kingdoms. Blood Elf, Undead, Worgen, Dwarf, Gnome, Human. Banned classes, a Demon Hunter, Death Knight, Hunter, Monk, and Paladin. All other classes are allowed. And default specs only. That's your contest. Eastern Kingdoms, free for all.
Okay. Wow. Interesting. Good job, Mark. I wouldn't have even contemplated this was going to be the first challenge. Wow. I'm going to have to sit down.
Do you know what I'm sad about? I'm going to tell you something I'm sad about. Right. I had another contest. It was called Kalimdor Free for All. And it was going to be the first contest of next year. And it involved Blood Elves and Night Elves and Draenei. But they're getting kicked out. They're getting kicked out of Kalimdor. So I can't do that contest now.
So. You'll have to think of something else.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. All right. So we're running this for 2 weeks. So when's it finish?
Okay. So one sec. You can level anywhere. It's just the races that it's called this because these are the races that actually start on that side.
Yeah, you can level anywhere.
We understand the Worgen, after they're done their stuff, they go over to the other side, but they start on that side, so that's why they're allowed. Literally, that's where they start, so that's why.
Yeah.
It's okay. You can level anywhere you want. Anywhere.
Cut.
So... The contest.
You can question Kalimdor. You can question wherever you want.
You can question.
It's just called Eastern Kingdoms because it's all the races that reside in Eastern Kingdoms.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Interesting. All right.
So, the contest will end like we do other times. It will end at 7 p.m. on February 3rd, Eastern Time. Which is 12 a.m. February 4th GMT, 1 a.m. Central European, 10 a.m. Lita time, and 11 a.m. Australian Eastern time. So, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
When we go live, that's when the contest ends, and we go do a snapshot. We go update everyone's tunes to see where you are. If you have not logged out before that, and we don't see that you've leveled up like an extra 2-3 levels over the final hour, that's how it goes. That's too bad. So you got to be logged out before it's over in order for the information to be there. And if the information is not there because the API info is not up, is not done, again, it sucks, but we only work with what we can get. We are only going to be relying on the API data, not the armory data. It's two completely different sets of information. So, Lita and I will have final say over who will win. If it looks like there's anything weird and stuff, we will make a call. So far we've never had to do that, but we can and we will if we need to, but don't really think we will. We do have a prize, and Kavar is 100% correct. You should log out a bit earlier before than the contest being over, because you cannot trust the API to get everything updated right away. Sometimes it happens where it takes a little bit, and those extra moments can cost you. So the prize is going to be a WoW mount and pet bundle that Ominia put up. Thank you very, very much for that.
Thank you for that. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to do these contests.
We will reach out to the winner by email. That's why you need to put in your email address. If you do not put in the correct email address, then the human priest is getting kicked out as ineligible. All right, well, I'll go have a look at stuff when we're off. I think that's it for my part.
Register from level 10, the usual.
Level 10 to 20. And if you have done any spec changes at all, you will not be allowed to do it. But it may not be doing that. I'm just going to double check stuff. So, okay.
Yeah. Because the way that Stone
sees it is if
you've never changed your spec ever.
Leela, you have a thing you want to say?
Yes. Yes, I did. Just to finish off, so the contest, very exciting. For those of you on social media, particularly if you're on Twitter, we like to see screenshots. Screenshots are awesome. I will be taking many, I'm sure. Anyway, if you are using Twitter, it's a good idea to use the hashtag WoWIronContest. That way we can, you know, we can see where everyone's at. So that is always going to be the hashtag that we use when we run the iron contest. Okay. So if you want to tweet to us directly, yes, you can put in the WoW Challenges Twitter account, but it makes it easier if you just do the hashtag, and then we can go and see everyone who's put up, you know, pretty pictures and screenshots and stuff. So we prefer you to use that one. That would be awesome. Other than that, good luck, everyone. 2 weeks. Go, 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 go. Okay.
All right. So I'll go have a look at stuff. Basically, when you go sign up, you need to go to add tune on the appropriate list. Sorry, you go click on Iron Man, add character, and then you'll have the options to enter in your email address and opt in and all that stuff. We will delete the email addresses after, but there's apparently a problem with signing up, so I'm going to try to deal with that now, but we'll see what I can do with that. So let's just carry on with the rest of the show, and then I'm going to talk about my part really quick, my week in WoW.
Yes.
I got on all of my irons, all of my characters, took off all my gear, and then once the patch went live, I got on all of my tunes again, and I put my gear back on.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just want to make sure I wasn't going to get flagged. So to win the prize, it'll be randomly selected from a list of players. Nope. You have to be the highest level living green. Non-flagged character. Like, you have to be green flagged. Highest level wins.
Play my bumper again. That'll explain it.
No. Don't blow into the microphone. Okay. So Leela, you do your week in WoW while I go look at stuff.
Okay. Cool? All right. Because I got stuff to tell you. All right. So what I want to mention is before. So I've got a before the patch, after the patch scenarios with my tunes. So my hunter, Iron Leela, my Night Elf hunter. Again, Night Elf hunter, Seamog. You know, go on there.
Yep.
I started at 48 the beginning of the week. I ended at 55. I took her through Searing Gorge, Winter Spring, Swamp of Sorrow. So I left her in Swamp of Sorrows before the patch, stripped her down, was ready, didn't have any real problems over in any of those zones, felt quite good, felt ready to hit. Patch hits. Check the gear first, no issues, because, you know, we were all unsure whether they would make something green or blue or change stuff. So I checked all the gear again before I put it on, put the gear back on, went out into Swamp of Sorrows, and I was like, right, okay, I've got all these quests I can start doing. So she had about, from memory, about 2,000 something hit points. Okay, so this is my level 55 hunter. The first mob that I click on, that I look and I'm like, okay, it's the same level, level 55. It has 8,988 hit points. And I've just gone, okay, this is gonna be bad. This is not gonna be good. Sure enough, right near it, I happen to spot a rare, and I'm like, oh, there's a rare. Let's have a look at the rare. So I clicked on the rare, which showed it as being a rare at level 55. It had over 11,000 hit points, and I'm going, well, I've got this much hit points, and yes, I've got my turtle, but I'm a little bit concerned. So I kind of backed up. I did the backed up and looked at one of the bombs and thought, I'm safe enough. I will pull this one. I've got men pet ready. I've got bandages ready. We'll see how we go. It took much longer to kill. Had to use men pet a bit on the normal mob, but it killed it. And I was like, okay, all right. Well, obviously, yes, it has slowed down a lot. I looked, I killed another couple. I'm like, yeah, okay, men pet's going to get a huge workout, a huge workout. I might have to really make sure that I have that on a button somewhere, like really quickly. Like Shadow Meld is on a button. I think men pet now will need to do the same thing. So I went back to the rare and I thought, well, I know I was like, okay, let us see. I made sure men pet was ready, made sure bandages was ready. I wasn't waiting on any cooldown. Shadow meld was ready. And I thought, okay, I'm going to pull the rare, which was that the cat, you know, just outside of Bog Paddle there. There's the green cat that's kind of stealthy that walks along. Anyway, took much longer to kill the rare, used everything available, didn't have an issue with my hunter, but certainly had to keep the turtle up, and killed it. And I got, you know, I can't remember what the XP was, maybe about 4,000 XP. Even with rested, I was kind of like, oh, okay, that's not as big as before. But I found it very interesting, and I looked around at all my quests and I was like, you know what? We're going to put the iron away for the moment. So I did. I took it back to Bog Paddle. I'm like, log out. Let's go have a look at the Bloodthirsty. So I jumped on my big girl, so my human warrior, before the patch. I was doing really well. She was over in Nagrand around the, I always forget what it's called. Anyway, you know, the shard thing in the spirit field, where they, you know, where all the spirits go. Yes, thank you. And I was killing orange mobs, no problem. You know, my warriors in Protspec, love Protspec. And she's just going around, and I'm just killing, I'm just going round and round and round. And I got from 63, 64, no problems at all. At 64, because I'm keeping kill tallies on how many kills that I've done for each level. So at 64, I am now at 8,539 kills total to hit 64. That was before the patch. So last night, I hopped on and I was like, okay, now I can go to Northrend. I don't need to be in Outland. I can go to Northrend. So I took her over to Northrend, which was a really surreal feeling. I don't know if you guys have kind of felt that, but or if those in the chat room, but it was kind of like, I'm only 64 and I'm going to Northrend. It's like, this is so exciting. So I got to Borean Tundra and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go get flight paths because all it pretty much gave me was the Dalaran and then to Howling Fjord. And I was like, I'm not going to Howling Fjord after what I've heard. So I'm going to stay in Borean Tundra. But because she's got flying, I just flew around and got the flight paths. Made sure I was not flying too low. Made sure I was not flying too high. Pretty much. But I did get flight paths and I had a look at like where the mobs were, what mobs were around. So did Borean Tundra, went into Dragonblight, got some flight paths there. Again, looking at mobs and I'm like, you know, this is lots of yellow mobs. This is good. Went over to Sholazer Basin, flying around and orange mobs. And they were, I think 66, I was okay. They were still yellow, but 67, they were orange. For my warrior, I tried killing a tiger in the basin and wasn't as long as I thought, which was kind of good. XP was okay. And then I took on a 67. And again, I was like, I don't think I'll chance it with the killing orange mobs. I'll go back to Borean Tundra. So I went round and round trying to find a good grind spot. I was looking for humanoids mostly, but I tried, you know, like the undeads. I tried the spiders. I tried all sorts of different ones just to find a really good grind spot. And I spent well over like an hour and a half killing mostly humanoids because I did kill some, you know, some undead stuff and various things. And what I found really quite fascinating, I did not have one green drop. I had four greys dropped, which were pointless because there was nothing. I think one was a gun, one was a cloth hat. Like there was nothing for me for the warrior, but not one green drop. So I found that to be interesting. I don't understand why an hour and a half of grinding mobs, not one green. So I don't know if anyone has had anything similar or if they've had green drops, let me know.
Can I tell you where I'm grinding at the moment? At 73. Mm-hmm. I go to Borean Tundra and there's groups of five rhinos just outside. Yep. Yeah, there's groups of five rhinos. They hit for literally nothing and mm-hmm. they give okay XP and it's really nice there. That's what I find really good. If you want to have a look at that. If you're not comfortable with it, heroic leap out, shadow meld and leave it alone. But I find them quite easy to get down.
Yeah. Oh, as I said, I'm still seeing, I tried the Murlocs. I actually went over to the Murloc area and I found that was quite good because the respawn was good. But again, you know, their clusters humanized, not one single green drop. It was just bizarre. Anyway, so after an hour, well over an hour and a half, some discovery XP, I'm only 38% into 64. So it's going to be slow. It's definitely a little bit slower. Definitely. But I felt quite comfortable on the Bloodthirsty. I didn't have any issues when I accidentally did pull a couple with the warrior. Again, just making sure, you know, that I hit everything I needed to hit. She killed them. Yay for victory rush. So I'm happy with what she's done. So it was a good test, but I did test some of the lower girls. I took my Night Elf Hunter over to, surprise, surprise, Loch Modan. And she hit level 25 over there. I got a few rares, which was good. Didn't have an issue on the Bloodthirsty. Was quite happy with how they were killing Men Pet a bit, but nothing too bad. So my hunter, my Bloodthirsty hunter, to hit level 25, she's at 1,054 kills. My priest, who hit level 20 and is in Lock Modan, she is at 595 kills. The priest is disc. I haven't changed her. Again, quite powerful. I did do something really, really dumb. And yay for Shadow Meld. I took on the fox over near the ogres and accidentally aggroed a bear, which also aggroed another fox. I don't even know how I did that. So I got the rare down and then Shadow Melded off the other two. And she came out with about 10% health. So it was a little bit scary. And I tell you, heal. It was. But other than that, yay for Shadow Meld. So Marg, you are absolutely correct. I did, you know, because why not? I thought I would start the patch with something new. So I started a Night Elf Druid because why not? So I got my druid to level 10 and she is at 297 kills to hit level 10. So that's not too bad. It hasn't been too bad running through the Night Elf area. And on the druid, I felt it was better than the last time I played a druid. So fingers crossed that that I go okay with that. And then the last one I played was basically my gnome monk. Again, yes, in leader's zone. She hit level 18. I think I picked up about 6 or 7 rares over there, which was fantastic. Again, didn't really have any problems with... I felt Bloodthirsty has been really, really good. To hit level 18, she's at 538 kills. I'm loving the Bloodthirsty with the patch changes. I will still not loving iron, but we will see with this contest. I figured I would leave the irons alone until the contest started and you know, start kind of from scratch and see how that goes. But Bloodthirsties, I'm loving it. I'm loving the choices that I can do, which everyone knows I'm only going to really go one place at the moment until I probably get really bored with it. But I did get a couple of green pieces for the low girls and the druid, the priest, and the hunters. Like, seriously, the greens that were dropping off mobs was crazy. Like, and that's what really surprised me, because when I hopped on the warrior, I'm like, there is no green traps. This is really bizarre. So at this stage, it's been a very interesting week. Loving the patch for Bloodthirsties. That is definite. And that's it. That's what I've been doing.
There's that. That was a lot.
That was a lot. Did you fix your issue?
I think so. And I think one of the things though too is that you're not going to show up on the list if you hit level 10 before the contest started. You need to hit level 10 after the contest actually got going, because you're not allowed to get a head start. So you can level up to level 9 and wait for us to announce it, and then wait till the contest actually starts and then hit level 10. Then you're fine. So I would expect it's going to take a little bit for some folks to get to level 10, maybe an hour, maybe at the most, you know, so just depends, right? So, you know, the list is empty right now, but if you have problems, it should be fixed, because I did something bad.
Good luck.
But I've got new info for the patch. So let's go into the next part into the next segment.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay. So, the patch is here, patch 735, mob level scaling. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, level scaling, we knew it was going to come a while ago. We knew it was going to come, right? It's here. Folks have been thrown for a loop. It's like basically they took everything and went like this, huh? And everything kind of fell into like sort of the same spot, but things have been moved around a little bit, so we have to figure out new paths and all that stuff. So you know, you gotta level safely at this point. If you're asking for advice on which way to level, it's going to be it will be opinion, not based on fact, right? Because nobody's actually done that yet. So level safely. Try things out, level safely. Boz actually just sent me some information that apparently treasures in Mists and Warlords are now counting as quests, whereas before with testing before the patch, they were not. And from her testing, I'm assuming it's her testing. She just sent me the info. So if it was her testing or somebody else testing, thank you very much. But to whoever, you know, Boz, thank you for sending us the info. It is not account wide, so it's only on that character. So yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's fun time. So less resources for you to level up with on a Bloodthirsty. Do not touch treasures.
Leave treasures alone. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. And she was saying that it will show up as a quest only when you log out, not right there. So it's kind of weird.
Okay.
You know, there's been a few bugs and stuff, like for instance the Frosthorn Rams are one-shotting normal characters, which is not good. So it has been filed with Blizzard, and I'm sure they will fix that, because I'm sure that they don't want that to happen. They don't want normal characters, like normally geared toons, to be one-shot. That's doesn't make sense. So I'm sure that will be fixed. I don't know when, but hey, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And what was the other thing? There's one that, Marg, I think you were saying that you were thinking it was part of the patch, but it's actually not. It was the Hydras. And I sat with Nisi for a good hour while she tested this out, and Nisi died about 20 times. It was great. So funny. So basically the
purple tune.
Yes, on a normal tune. The Hydras in Shadowmoon Valley in Warlords. Mm-hmm. If you mount up, you have to be on a mount. If you run away from it and you get onto a part where there's no path, it actually triggers the lightning ball attack thing. And it's, I believe it's actually coming from Jin Rock. It's the same effect that he does. But it also leaves a puddle. And the puddle, we saw it will hit you from anywhere between 4 million health to 10 million health.
Wow.
So if you're going to run through there, I mean, I know sometimes we just want to run through stuff and get to where we want to go really quick, but don't, just be careful. This bug has been around. Russ, Nisi's husband, saw this was posted back in March. So this has been out for a while. 10 million health on a level 110 character. That's going to kill you. Doesn't matter if you're on a normal character or not, right? I think she brought in a eye level 833. I want to say something like that. and it hit her for $4 million. But still, I mean, you're still getting hit hard. Don't run through stuff. Try to pick your path. You may not have a choice. I completely get that, you know. The character was $8.98.
The Nightmarsh. It's called the Nightmarsh in particular. Nightmarsh.
Okay. Yeah. So that is not a patch bug. That's a bug that's been there since at least March that people have been reporting it. And it's on
I'm
the
sure
forum,
the damage
so...
would have been increased in the patch. Yeah. It probably didn't hit for that much.
Well, this was she was testing it. Beforehand. No, people were complaining that they were being one-shot before the patch. So this has been happening before. Just level safely. Kind of... This is not a speed race at all. This is a... Can you get to 110 without dying? You know? So take your time. We have an event coming up, Call of the... Garib, January 21st to 23rd, and that's why we have the patch out, is because there's these two mounts are in are in the patch that they had to roll out. So I don't think it was safe last year. I don't know if I remember. I don't think it was safe. I think mobs were scaling even if you were phased out, because I think they still had Twilight Cultists. Right. I would probably not go to the zone. I just don't go to Sil. Don't go to Sil. This at all. I don't really see why you would need to go. I guess you have blast, because with everything going up to level 60 now. I mean, it's fine, right? Like, you don't need to go to any one spot. I think that's it for like World of Warcraft news. There was downtime on Friday, but it didn't really affect us because it only really fixed raid health stuff. Mm-hmm. So Discord. Discord. We've made a couple changes and we're gonna see how it works. So basically, we have a 5-minute period where everybody new is not allowed to talk. And you're really only allowed to see one channel, actually two, but there's the one, and it's saying to go read the FAQ. Please read the FAQ, please. We get many questions of people joining and they just ask, and it's in the FAQ, and they're basically going over the same things over and over and over again. It's been addressed. So we're just going to try it out. I don't know how it's going to go. We might turn it. I don't know. Like, we might make it smaller, longer. I don't know. Just going to give it a go. I've actually turned off DMs for me, because apparently what was happening was people were in the 5-minute hold and then they're like, hey, I'm just going to message Stone directly. And no, I don't mind to help folks out when it's like a question that's definitely not there, because if it's not there, ask it. And if it gets asked a lot, then we'll put that on, because that's what it's there for. So you'll need to friend me if you want to talk to me privately. I don't know why you'd friend me, but sure. Thanks.
So, Jeff, it's like anything, people. Just
read the FAQ.
We know
please.
You're excited. Yeah. Just, you know, join Discord. That's fine. Make sure you read the rules. Make sure that you've read the FAQ. If you've still got a question to ask, you've got 5 minutes that you've got to wait out. Like, seriously, that's not that long. Yeah. So have a chill. Go make a coffee. Whichever.
Read
do
the
not,
FAQ.
Do not message me privately and
really?
Ask the question. Because if
did
I
that
have to
too?
Turn off my direct messages, I'm going to be really, really cranky.
Later, Leah.
And yes.
Can I send myself bags? Can I, Leah?
If you were here,
I don't think we've I don't think we've ever had to kick off a guest before.
It's all right. Okay. We know Mark knows better.
Okay, so okay, so anyway, we're just try it out.
We know you're excited for it, so just take a chill and everything will be okay. But if you're unsure about something you don't see, then most definitely just wait and ask your question, and someone will get back to you.
Yeah.
It's okay. Sometimes the mods aren't there. Sometimes, we do sleep at times.
So, I mean, this is new. This is new literally in the last 2 days, yesterday, the day before. I don't know. Can you use your chopper mount pre-20? Your heirloom chopper? Absolutely. Your heirloom mount? Yes, you can. So I'm going to invite in somebody to read something. And we're going to try this. I've asked him if he would do this long-term. If he can't, if he's around, if he's online at the time, great. If not, then we'll just carry on. And as he's agreed to come on for his part to read his jokes so I don't kill it. Because I kill it. Yeah. I take it, I throw it down,
mash it.
Sit on it, do my stuff. And then as he's like, "What are you doing, man? That was gold. That was gold." I mean, that's not how he talks, but
sometimes it's not Azzy. I'm just saying.
And
sometimes
it's his birthday too.
But anyway,
so
it is
happy
birthday,
Azzy. And he can't say anything, and until hopefully he will be here, because I didn't message him, and the Skype picture for Lita's gonna get messed up. But that's just how it's gonna be until we figure things out.
Yes. Everybody, wish Azzy a happy birthday. Make sure, because he only turns 21 plus again.
Okay, so he's not at the computer, so we're gonna
to the computer.
Okay, do you want to do the next part and we'll okay, go
okay, all right. So this is the time where we talk about our state of the challenges. So we're going to look at the irons first to see how they went. I don't know if I want to read this stone. This just doesn't look very happy.
This list is really brutal. Brutal.
This is very brutal. And this is all, I'd say, a lot of it's due to the badge, I'm guessing.
This is bad.
Yep. Yeah. All right, here we go. So we have got Monkster. Died at 89. Sturm, sorry to hear that. Farinera died at 89. No Way Ash Wins died at 90. Tanny died at 100. Discord Iron hit 101. Azzy Loon died at 101. Marg Hope, which is your priest, hit 106. Yeah.
And I haven't played it since the patch. Yeah. That's why it doesn't have an RIP next to it.
Tiny Issa hit 109. Now we have some good news. Wow, we've got two. Okay, this is exciting. Delissa hit 110. So this is Lisanne's tune.
Yeah.
First DK to hit max in Legion.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Wow.
We've had one DK before. Way back at level 90, but they were yellow flag, so maybe there was a little confusion, but they were only yellow flag because of their class, not because they broke rules. So it's a little bit different. And so let's finish up with the list. But still, I mean, the first DK is still a big thing because
it's very exciting.
I just want to be clear that, because from before too, is that we weren't going to put Death Knights or Demon Hunters on the list because of the extra boost, because getting halfway was a bit much. So that was one of the decisions that we decided to do, but it's not to take away See, achievement good. From him. It's we've done that before already.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
for sure.
Okay.
So next one.
Okay, and then we also had Camacho Jr. hit 110. So that is first iron for Captain Tripp.
Mm-hmm.
But the 28th.
Yes.
In Legion.
He joined us in Discord as well, and he's been in Wormrest Discord talking with Stir. And I believe that's his first iron, which is pretty cool. Awesome job.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm very well glad. Well done. And,
so we've had two max.
What? Oh man, I need a drink. I need a drink right now, Azzy. And he and Camacho is played and leveled up on a Night Elf Hunter.
Night Elf
there
Hunter.
There you go.
Just,
there we go.
You know, it's just
did well on that Night Elf Hunter.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a go first.
Very well.
So Azzy,
what did you level, Stan?
I don't want to talk about me.
So, oh, you didn't. No,
nope.
You didn't do it.
Nope. I've done nothing. So Azzy, happy birthday boy.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Azzy.
I have to say, look, you know, I think I might put a thing forward for a bumper. If you can have Marg's really bad singing, I'm sure I could.
Yeah. That is a voice of an angel, my friend.
Don't give up your day job, son. No, thanks very much. I Skype seemed to start on my tablet. I'm going, why is Skype on my tablet? So sorry.
Ah.
Just playing silly buggers. But so I think it must have been my birthday leveling my contest tune, although it doesn't seem much fun on a priest. I leveled a priest at the moment. Two or three? I was in the cave just when you call in the gnome starting area. I'm going, oh, damn. Good. So yes, I'm going to put my my vote forward for a bumper stone.
I don't know. I mean, if you're coming on the show, you can do the bumper right now yourself.
You can do the bumper live.
What will be the bumper?
Or you could pre-record it.
I'll have to think about it.
Pun in the sun.
Pun in the sun.
All right. Sit down, okay. Kitty. Why didn't the cheese want to be sliced?
Why?
It had greater plans. Boom.
It's very cute, Andy. Very cute.
Yes.
I like it. Thank you.
No problems.
Happy birthday, Azzy. You have a great day.
Happy
okay?
birthday, Azzy.
Good luck. So you made a gnome priest. Okay, good luck with your gnome priest.
Bye.
Bye.
Yep. Yep.
Well, some people did appreciate it, Azzy. I can see in the chat room. Some don't, but that's very cute. It's very cute. So... All right, let's get on with our state of the challenges. So, Mark, can you do the bloods for me, please?
Sure. Silver Seraph got to 51. Ice Shard got to 63. Adiata died at 63. Bloodleater, who's that? Got to 64. And that's your... Warrior from the contest in July, the Bloodthirsty contest.
Yeah.
Never Died BT, which is, I believe, a paladin, got to 71. Marg Blood, 73. 5 Twist got to 81. Genetics got to 86. Never Died Again on his contest tune, 87, and Bloody Boz, I believe that's another warrior from the contest tune, got to 87 too.
Well done. Wow. Good job, Bloods.
Boz is
zero. Okay. Hey.
Well, hold on, wait a second here. Hold on. I'm glad I'm sitting down, because I've noticed something.
There's no souls in the house.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I wasn't going to mention it.
Do you know what?
Reason.
Fair play to her, because she's been very careful.
Yes.
I would say so.
Yes.
I would say so, because Pat...
It's a very wise decision.
Because look at how many irons we lost. And that's only the ones that made the top 10. So you can imagine how many others that we lost the last few days. There's been a lot of deaths. So, yeah. Yeah, don't blame me, Niecy.
Niecy says she sat them, which is the smarter thing to do. I just like giving people the gears. That's what I do.
Yeah. She's been testing another tune, though, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Pacifist?
Pacifist. Right. Yes. Okay, Mog.
Okay, pacifist. We have Robin with a W. 47. We have Peacenicker at 53. We have Herbalissa at 63. We have Silent Herba on 64. Five Open Palm hit 70. Sneaky Boz. It's another character for Boz at 80. We have Never Died PCI, Pacifist, at 90. We have Five Curmudgeon at 90. Huey Hamster at 92. And Harry Up at 96. No deaths.
Well done.
Awesome.
Well done, Pacifist. Okay.
It seems like we had more of the more problems with irons, right? Like we had 1, 2, 3, 4 irons deaths, one bloodthirsty death.
I think it's because that maybe it's because they're doing quests.
Yeah.
Maybe they're sort of going into areas that
get a bit gunk.
Bloodthirsties and pacifists don't go.
Yeah.
So, tins. We have Shen Iron at level 65. Got red flagged for two rare slots that were equipped. Lucy Lin is level 66. Blazing Iron is level 70. Mad Iron is level 74. Iron Ott is level 78. Iron Tewin is level 79. Awain Hunt is level 83. Ferinia is level 89. Discorditan is level 100. And Emily is level 101.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
So,
You okay, Emily?
Emily, and it's probably paid by Barry. Yeah. So,
maybe. Yeah.
But
probably.
We love it.
Girls play games too.
Well, I know, but that's right. Mm. It's just really cute.
What they do on the weekend is their business.
That's right. Level challenge turns. Go, go, go. Okay.
Okay.
Stone.
Yes. We talked about this, and I don't remember how I was going to go into it, so we're just going to go into it.
Yes.
Just start playing the music. Need to relax a little bit, you know. And we're going to answer some questions.
Question time with Lita and Stone.
Lita.
It is.
Can you read the first question?
I will read the first question, and we're all taking a chill. Everybody just, you know, pull up the beanbag and relax. So the first one we have is actually an email from Evan, and they write, I am a huge fan of the site and currently leveling a character who, for some odd reason, got one death counted towards me. Here is the ticket I opened to prove the death isn't legit, and I am still going on without actually dying or breaking any rules. I stream every second of gameplay. Is there any way to get my character back up? Or can we keep in touch? And if I do complete the challenge, to get my character posted. Well, that's interesting. A death is a death. How would you not die if there's a death?
This would have been the first time I've ever heard of a character dying without being actually logged in or online in some manner. You could get kicked off line, and then you could die, and then you log in and you see you're dead. We've seen that. But if it says that you did die, then you died. Can't do anything about it. And I will tell you, it really sucks. I know.
Do you know the best thing to do is put it behind you, move on, start again.
Or turn it into a tin.
It can be really hard to put things behind you, but sometimes it's better to put hard things behind you. Margathon, would you like to read the next question?
Okay, this is on Discord from Buffalo Bill. Can you do the team challenge with just three peeps? Well, I'd say you can do it with two peeps, three peeps, four peeps, even five peeps. So you go ahead and you get your team together and you are going to have a lot of fun, my friend.
And some people find that running with more than one peep is a great way to have fun.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sometimes you can have a lot of fun with just one peep. In the single eye manner, man.
Okay. We have a Facebook message from Charlie. Hi, I've checked on the forums, but seems like there's not much recent info. Just trying to find out what active EU guilds are about for Iron Man. Emphasis on active. Well, we try to keep the guild info updated with current info. Mm-hmm. I do know that Awesome Trousers has a active EU guild on Dark Moon Fair, I believe.
I believe there's a very active one on Earthen Ring.
That is great to know. Lita.
Yes.
Can you take the next one, please?
I can. This one is from Gymnophobia. Okay. They ask, which server realm should a chopper lookalike do an Iron Man challenge on?
Okay.
I responded if there is the Wormrest Horde has got the WoW Iron Man Guild, which is Alliance side. There is also a Horde side, which I can't remember the name of it. Don't remember.
WoW Iron. WoW Space Iron Man.
WoW Space Iron Man. Okay. Other than that, there is lots of noise coming from outside. But you can do the challenge on any realm that you want to do. You can join any guild that you want to join, or don't don't join a guild, that's fine too. Just make sure that you are within all the other rules. So whatever server, Oceanic, US, EU, Asia, what else is there? Brazil, wherever. Any server.
German servers, Russian servers.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Asian servers.
French servers.
We have to tone it down a little bit. We have to, you know, this is our relaxing time. The Asian servers are not part of the site. We don't track them, unfortunately. I do have a question though. What does a chopper look like? I have no idea what that is. Lita, do you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Is that the film chopper?
Can you tell us?
That is, well, Australia has a, let's just call him a character. He used to be a very nefarious character. Called Chopper Reed. Chopper Reed. He was a very, very bad man. Not particularly attractive, as in had lost a lot of teeth, got them replaced.
Chopped his ears off?
Yep. Yeah, he was pretty much what you could call, what would we say, like a hitman back in the 80s, I think.
If you really want to know his story, there is a film, Chopper.
Ooh. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they are doing a new series that's coming to television this year.
Wow.
Yes, which will be interesting. But yeah, so it's very,
I had no
very
idea.
Yes.
Okay, so it was great timing because the song just ended too, and I was like, nah, we're not going to restart it. So, okay. Cash, I'm sorry, we don't have the heavy metal version of this yet. Can you do the team challenge with just three peeps? There, that's about the best that you're going to get from me. We're going to do things a little bit differently again. We're going to say, wow, this is going to be fun times. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because that's what I said I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it. So,
okay.
Thank you to everybody that came on by and watched the show. Thank you to everybody in Twitch as Molem Astronanananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananan Bosloa bravely runs away. That is a fantastic name. Brokim, Captain Dobby, Kreezer, D33, P-Thought, Dominate or Die. And Noxa, Epic Insanity, yay. Flazy Froggy, hey, I'll be Ghost Pro 47, Gilliman, Gymnophobia, that's the chopper guy. Hefface 11, oh man, Ian Explosion, hey man, you're still here. Eli, CTR, the Innkeeper is here. Iron Ashes, Iron Azzy, Jandra C, JXC Pelot, dang it. Cashbringer, Knock Knock 12. Lila Zors is here. I think I said it right. Lila? Yes. No, I didn't. Layla Zors. Dang it. Sorry. MacD11, Mad Libs, Margathon. Hey, you're on our show too. Mick13 Free, Melissa522, Morgan is Missive, Mrs. Rakuru, right on. Nijino Nixus, hey, I know you, Nixus, how's it going? Oblivinus 7899, oh my goodness. Pew Pew Pants TV, Pixon, Pixen, PS Ducky, Royal Steel 75, Seth 187. I think that's Sephiroth. Sergeant Teacup, she games a lot. Slick Slater, Spoony the Bard. That, these are some fantastic names. Super Zaff, Swing Cat, hey Furton. Tater Bones, Terador 9, Tiber, aka Tiber, Towny Wow, Thule, hey Thule, hey Towny, Two Frog, Ominia, he's the person that sponsored the contest. Viper 3345, Virgo Praz, Volkmir, Wow Five Iron,
Wow Five Iron,
Zaya, and Zeptimus. And you know what I noticed? That Twitch bot isn't here anymore. Interesting. And also I'm wearing Epic's shirt. Thank you for our mods for not just Twitch chat but like everything, because this week's been a little bit hectic and a little bit crazy, and we've been lots of stuff going on, so
yes.
Thank you very, very much. I do want to sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying thank you guys and gals.
Take girls out of guys. I know lots of girls that are like, yeah, I'm a guy. When you say guys, I'm in there. That's what I mean. That's what I'm gonna say. So Nisi is one of the guys, like the group, the gang. I'm not saying she's a guy, she's one of the guys. Okay, special
guys as in a human being.
Yeah, okay. So the some would say it's an epic shirt. It is an epic shirt. So I would like to say thank you to the Iron Elite. These are the folks that help us pay for the server each month. We have three new folks this week. Margathon, thank you. You're on the show. Thank you very much. Beville 77, you subscribed through Twitch. I think you subscribed actually last week, and I don't get like email notes or anything, so I actually have to go look, and I think I might have missed you. So thank you. And Swing Cat actually subscribed like during the show. So thank you, Furton, man, really. And I wanted to say thank you to all the people that subscribe from before. Azylan, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Boz, Broxamar, Bevel 77, Denny, Fair, Five Iron, Frazzly, Sparksman, Grand Nagus, Illi, Calamoon, Cashbringer, an Anonymous Koala, Margathon, Never Died, Nisi, Sir Thomas, Summerlin, Stir, Tully Bardeen, Zaya. I said that whole list without having a problem. Booyah. So, wrapping it up, right? You should wrap it up, but it's usually not quite the same. So our next show is Saturday, January the 27th at 7 p.m. Wow, she's not laughing. Wow. 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time. I think I'm in trouble. Which is Sunday, January the 28th. Why am I in trouble? 9 a.m. Australian. No, 9 a.m. No, 10 a.m. Lita time. 11. Oh man, she's miffed. I don't know from what though. I wonder if it's the wrapping up thing. No. It's something beforehand. It must have been the guy thing. Yeah. Okay. So 10 a.m. Yeah. I'm just gonna drag this out because I don't want to go off the air, because this will be our last show. 10 a.m. 10 a.m. lead the time. 11 a.m. Australian Eastern time. 12 a.m. GMT, Marg. 1 a.m. Central European time.
Yep.
Thank you. Sorry. Rogue Slayer will be coming on once more.
Wow.
Marg, thank
That's
you
a big
for
donation.
Joining. What?
Wow.
Yeah, but is that a message? Or is it a thing? If it was, like, great. Bubble Lover 9000, thanks.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
I don't know Twitch, so
Okay.
If it's real, this is my face. Thank you. Yeah.
That will help.
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually, that Thank will you. Take some stuff down. So I'll just cool. take the ad off. So yeah, that's basically why we have the add-on, is just to help generate some of the to pay for stuff. So Margathon, losing train of thought. Margathon, thank you for coming on.
And, that's all good, man.
We'll see
that's
you
all
in
good.
2 weeks.
It's been a great show. Thank you.
We'll see you in 2 weeks, yeah? Where we'll announce the winner, correct?
Mm. Yeah. And I'll be interested to see how far people get with the new patch, just to see what we've done before. Obviously, we've had mages and hunters, and I'd like to see, you know, them together. Will people even get out of vanilla? Who knows? I'm sure they will. I'm sure there's some people out there that we know them.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see anyway, but you'll get to come back and let us know how everyone's gone. So that'll be exciting. I like hearing the statistics, Mark. That's always very interesting. Anyway, if you can let us know where everyone can find you and get in contact with you, please.
Mark? Maybe? Or not.
Sorry. Me?
Yes.
Oh, anyway. Yes.
Hey,
where can
we're live.
We reach? Where
Sorry.
Can we reach?
I'm just on Twitter at Margathon1981. I'm usually on Discord. I'll answer questions. That's me.
Excellent. Thank you, Marg. We appreciate that. All right. So for everything else, where you can find us, don't forget, check out the wowchallenges.com is the website. You can send emails to podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can tweet us on the Twitters, which is @wowchallenges, as well as join the Discord server, discord.wowchallenges.com. We have got a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges. And don't forget, you can check out all the shenanigans on the videos, which is at youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one at the end of Wow Challenges. Don't forget to come catch us live every week. We are twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Stone, you're muted.
You can find me on Twitter at stonegrasp, like I'm grasping your stone, like stone grasp, because the person has the normal ID, does nothing except the last time that they posted was like 2 years ago, and they posted like spam. Can you turn off Twitter? Can you turn off the account and give it to me, please? They said no. Lita, where can we find you?
Okay, well, you can find me. I'm on Twitter at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW, as well as you can find us on Adventures in Azeroth, which we just did episode 71 yesterday. Mm-hmm. So that's up. And Behind the Avatar, which will be back in very soon. Let's just say that. All right. We need to say a couple of last thank yous they need to go to. First one is for Mark Conan. Mark Conan does our intro, which we love. It's one of my favorite things to listen to. Mark Conan, you can find on Twitter, which is at Mark Conan Wow. And he is part of the Torrent Think Tank podcast with Jules, so check him out there. The other person that we now get to give a big thank you to is our very good friend, Epic Insanity. Point to your shirt. There it is. Yes. Epic does our outro now, and we are very appreciative. Thank you, Epic. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as check out his shows Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions. And just all-round awesome guy. So go check him out. Other than that, have we got anyone on the contest list yet? No, they're all
started. I'm just checking. We have two. We have Onata is level 11. And BC Mike is level 10.
Okay.
So, I think just as a reminder, you need to have hit level 10 after the contest started, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Yes. Otherwise, you will not be showing up on the list, which one character I saw is not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, don't forget, challenge is open. It will close in 2 weeks when we start the show in 2 weeks. But check out all the details. We've just gone through them. But everyone have a really good week. Good luck on all your challenge tunes. And other than that, have a great week, everybody. Thanks again, Marg. You have a good week, too.
That's right. You too. You too.
Peace out.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.